Today's announcement by Attorney General Holder marks a major shift from the Bush administration's strategy for handling cases like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's. Jess Braven covers legal affairs for The Wall Street Journal.
It's an extraordinary departure because the Bush administration's legal strategy was predicated on the need for an entire separate legal system, the military commissions, to handle the kind of criminal that KSM, as they call him, is alleged to be.
And does this completely change the rationale behind the military commissions set up to try Guantanamo detainees?
Well, it changes them somewhat. I mean, it seems that the Obama administration is interested in drawing a bright line between crimes that look like military offenses, offenses in a war zone, versus crimes that look more like domestic terrorism or crimes in a civilian society. The 9/11 attacks, they took place in the United States. They were civilian targets. They were, except for the Pentagon, of course, but the World Trade Center was a civilian target. The aircraft were civilian aircraft. That looks more like an act of criminal terrorism as opposed to an act of war. By assigning the alleged Cole attacker to the military commission, he's distinguishing an act that looks a lot more like an act of war.
I mean, the Bush administration saw two spheres for trying these suspects. There was kind of like the military world and the civilian world. Does this news today essentially reject that military court?
Well, it assigns it a greatly diminished role going forward. There was a question about whether or not the Obama administration would see the military commission as a venue in which to do the most notorious suspects like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And the decision to try him in civilian court suggests that they are not buying into that rationale that 9/11 changed everything. What they seem to be saying is that, in fact, the Attorney General suggested it, that in his opinion, it was more an instance of showing that courts that have functioned for 200 years can handle this allegation as well. But it doesn't mean that this issue is over by any means. They have many suspects remaining at Guantanamo who they apparently have not decided what they're going to do with. The 9/11 case, ironically, may turn out to be one of the easiest ones to try because the defendants have sought to plead guilty. They've been proud of their acts. They've tried to make the proceedings end and proceed directly to martyrdom as they see it. So it may not be that hard to prove these suspects guilty. Other prisoners at Guantanamo might be harder to prove even if they're charged with less horrible offenses.
Today's announcement does kind of seem like a major paradigm shift away from the quote-unquote war on terror mentality to an approach which treats acts of terror as a law enforcement issue. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, I don't think there's ever really been an either-or, that they are either acts of war or acts of terrorism. In prior wars, people arrested in the United States for espionage or sabotage or what have you have been tried in civilian court. Those are civilian offenses, even if they are related to a war effort. So the fact that there may be a ideological enemy of the United States and some actions linked to it look more like military acts and are tried in military tribunals, and some of them seem, you know, to fall under a civilian venue, is not, I think, a completely radical concept. But it does require that these trials work well from the perspective of the Obama administration. I mean, the argument against having civilian trials of people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed are that they would endanger the civilian population that lives around them, and that they would disclose secret intelligence methods, and that somehow some sort of legal technicality might lead to a lesser sentence or an acquittal. If any of those things actually happens, that will be a tremendous blow against the judgment of the Obama administration. If the trial goes off like the prior terrorism trials, leading to convictions, then probably the issue will dissipate.
The Wall Street Journal's Jess Braven. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.